Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, oh God, dire, absolutely dire, quite frankly. Outfought, outran, outplayed, etc., etc. To a man, nowhere near good enough, really. I mean, yeah, try and sum it up, if you can, I guess, in a few words.
Just utter rubbish. Like, I've not seen as bad of a performance since, like you mentioned earlier, Wolves, Brighton. It's those are just completely no urgency, completely lack of energy, not wanting to get any sort of balls forward. And then when you're running back, we could talk about the goals individually, yeah. But complete lack of urgency, you win the ball. And something that we've been so good on the recoveries all mm-hmm. season. Just everything went up in the air tonight.
Yeah, it's hard. It is hard to make sense of, and you know, you can probably tell by our tones of voices, really, that we're not exactly infused by the prospect of talking about it. But we'll do our best. Just far too easy to play against at times, and the warning signs were there. Obviously, Keller makes that big save early doors, and there's a couple of moments whereby you think, okay, this is all a little bit too straightforward for them. Often they're sort of in acres of space running at our back line, and I mean, Zappa Costa obviously provides the first goal, and there's one moments before they did score. And Virgil van Dijk has just been speaking as well post-match, and he said it was far too easy for them, and we were carved open far too many times. And it's a really difficult one to sort of pinpoint, but you've just said it there. What was the most concerning, the most alarming part of the game for me was, even when we did concede these big chances, or indeed we went 1-2, less so 3-0 down, there never seemed to be that urgency, that desire, that willingness to grab the game by the scruff of the neck and go, no, this can't happen. This isn't right. You know? And there's enough experienced players on there. We can talk about sort of the team that Klopp selected and made a few changes. I'm not sure the changes work necessarily, but I'm not sure the subs work when they came on either. But there's enough quality, enough class, enough experience on that pitch and indeed from the bench to say, no, not on my watch. Like, we're not losing this game in this manner. This can't be right. And not one of them did it. And to a man, pretty much, I'm pretty sure they all underperformed, like lost individual battles all across the park. Yeah, the moving of the ball was far too slow, far too passive. No willingness to make a risk or to do something a bit out of the ordinary and say, let's just go and do something about this. Just, they're not just accepting of the fact that we were going to get beat tonight. And that's unforgivable for me.
Yeah, completely unforgivable. And you're hoping when that, the offside Salah goal goes in, you're hoping that that's what
sparks them into life.
Sparks
almost.
Something,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It doesn't. It just goes completely flat again. So whether that's because it's offside or whatever, but surely that would ignite something to go, hang on, we can still get something out of this. If Salah, you know, was a fraction later, then it obviously would have stood. It was just that tiny little thing. So there's obviously something in there we could have unlocked. We could have gone up a gear. But no one was bothered. Absolutely no one was bothered about it.
Unfortunately, as brutal as that is, it's hard to argue with it right now on the back of what we just witnessed.
And
listen, ultimately, you know, again, I can't, I'd like to sit here and say, oh, that's too much, but I can't, because it wasn't a performance of a team, a group of lads who were willing to absolutely run through brick walls for the cause. And we've said that so many times about Liverpool this season. That's been one of their key strengths, really. The fact that they are willing to do whatever it takes to get over the line and get the result that's necessary. But tonight was the polar opposite of that. And it was ever strewn at times. And like I say, it lacked that intensity, lacked that willingness, lacked that desire to really sort of put on a display and put on a performance. And everything was just very flat. And it was just an odd watch. In terms of, we'll talk through the talking points of the game as we go along, but in terms of trying to sort of rubber stamp what caused this tonight, do you put it down as just a freak night, like one of those nights, and every team has them every so often, I guess? Or is it something more symptomatic of a greater problem? Because we've seen a few performances of this ilk recently, in my opinion. I put both Manchester United games in this sort of bracket. I think the Sheffield United game for a large proportion of it was similar as well, whereby we seem very comfortable and very at ease just keeping the ball, being content, playing within ourselves almost. I said, I think it was in the first half, we look like we're playing within ourselves, but I'm not quite sure what we're conserving the energy for, because this is it now. Yeah. This is the running. This is European quarterfinal at Anfield. We've got 7 Premier League games to play, potentially another, hopefully, another 3 or 4 Europa League games now. What are you saving your energy for, lads? Like, put it, leave it all on the pitch. Tonight was the opposite of leaving it all on the pitch. They left it all somewhere else. They put about 20% on the pitch. Really, and I don't like saying it, because I love all these lads individually, collectively. They've all given me some of the greatest memories, less so the new lads, obviously. But I love this group. I love this collective. Mm. But tonight, there was just nothing. It was just a meh performance, and that's not a great thing to say.
No, especially I don't think it does them any favours, this match coming off the back of Man United on the weekend, and how critical we were of them then, like the complete lack of being able to convert any chances. Yeah. And tonight, we couldn't even get those two. We, at least with United, we got 2 goals, and it was just, we put that down to being unlucky and just those chances not going our way. But tonight, nothing. It's gone a step down. So I'd like to say it's fluke, but you're putting, so that United match and then the FA Cup as well, they are, we have those off games in our locker where you're looking at other play, other teams in the league, and they don't as much. And it's just, it's so hard to pinpoint why, because we have that ability. You looked at that bench tonight, you were thinking, oh my God, finally, we are back.
We were all buzzing with it, weren't we? Exactly.
And, you know, when we were 1-0 down at half time, I was thinking, no worries. We've got everything on the bench.
Yeah.
Brought everyone on and nothing happened.
Nothing changed.
Absolutely nothing changed.
And it was the simplest of things that he seemed unable to pull off tonight as well. Like 4 or 5 yard passes, not finding a man, they were under hit, they were wayward at times as well. It was just, and it was contagious really throughout the entire side. And as you said there, even the lads that came from the bench, nobody really was able to change the game or have a positive impact. It looked like Jota might when he first came on, but I don't want to put your fingers, certainly not the lads who've just come back, like Diogo Jota, of course, but even he had a couple of big chances towards the end, which normally I think a fully fit and firing Diogo Jota potentially puts one of them away, and we might be
like the only, like, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, of course it is.
He's maybe like one of the only ones who're like, okay, I'm not gonna be
no blame whatsoever.
Mad at you.
No, but the other lads, as I say, have been in the van for some weeks now. Yeah, I mean, Darwin has 2 big chances that they do, and who knows as well? You're right, because you know, we go 1-0 up, the whole pattern of the game is entirely different then, you know what I mean? Our confidence levels go up a notch and theirs potentially sink a little bit. They might not be quite as aggressive in the press and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, in terms of trying to sum it up, I'll try. I'll do my best. I'm a little bit lost for words. I can't quite fathom what I've just watched. But yeah, I think in terms of the putting it together with the recent performances and sort of the lack of consistency we've shown recently, I think this is a little bit of an outlier, ever so slightly, because the recent issues haven't necessarily been defensively, nor necessarily in the midfield department. It has been converting the chances in terms of not being ruthless enough in front of the goal. This wasn't that tonight. It was completely different.
Yeah.
It was across the entire pitch, every single one. I probably just about leave out Cody Gakpo, had what feels like a massive off night.
Yeah.
And that is clearly a huge issue, and it might mean they're at the Europa League, which is painful, because I was desperate to try and win the Europa League. I'm not ruling us out completely, by the way. We are capable
it's
of going
a lot
to Italy.
Harder now.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's a mountain to climb. We are capable of going to Italy and doing something special, don't get me wrong. But trying to assess and to unpick and to even remain sane after what we've just witnessed there is not straightforward, because it was so unlike this Liverpool team. I've sung from the hilltops how in love with this side I've been. Dominic Szoboszlai on the season, he was the catalyst, he was the main protagonist of, I'm not letting us lose this game of football. Gone. That feels like it's gone.
Yeah.
Right now. Not one of them tonight went, hang on, this isn't fucking right. You know what I mean? And that hurts more than anything for me. But yeah, I make you right. I put this down to a little bit of a freak. I don't think this is the norm. I think we are still a very good football team. But And you've got to credit Atalanta as well. I haven't actually done that yet with nearly 10 minutes
into
the show.
Completely underestimated them,
yeah. The sixth in Serie A, a lot of people, obviously, they got beat to the weekend and everyone went, okay, this should be not a cakewalk, but we should have enough, and we should have enough.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a crazy thing to say. Like, I made a bold prediction before the game and I kind of stand by it, because Liverpool on our best day win that game and win that game comfortably, because it's going to shock a lot of people. We might be better than Atalanta. On the evidence of tonight, we're not, obviously. But yeah, it's... and again, credit them. Their approach is absolutely spot on. Gasperini got it absolutely perfect with his approach tactically. Yeah, credit to them. But having said all of that, I can't shake the feeling of it was our underperformance that played into their hands. If we play to our level... I'm not saying we run away with the game, because they were excellent, but we maybe draw the game, maybe nick the game, who knows, you know what I mean? But it's certainly not a 3-0 game with Liverpool or anything close to our peak. We weren't even close.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.